Excited to be here. It's a big week. It's a busy week. With that, I'll take any questions. You know, and that's kind of in a slow process right now as we're going through it. We share a similar vision, strong defensive play, physical offense, run the ball, which we're going to have to do in Chicago. But we share some – built through the draft. Those are some of the similar philosophies.
What's your assessment of
We have gotten to meet with him. We met with several of our players individually, him being one. So far everything's been good. We're going to take our time on this. We really have until mid-March. We're going to maximize that time and make thorough decisions through this whole process. Like I've said before, there's a lot, we see on tape, obviously, but there's things you want to know more about the person, and that really goes for all our players. So that's really the majority of it.
Is he your starting quarterback for the season, or is that to be determined?
We're still evaluating all that, honestly, going through this whole thing. So, again, I don't want to rush into decisions. I want to max out the time that we have and just be thorough with every one of these. That's the hardest position to find. I recognize that, but hey, that's what we do, and that's my challenge. And again, we'll evaluate that.
Josh told us earlier that
That's obviously Vic Fangio. That's the system he comes from. So we had a lot of internal discussions about that. And really, you're in your base 3-4, a certain percentage of the time. But a lot of times you're in multiple defensive packages on third down. So we'll be base 3-4. That's accurate. And that's what Vic's comfortable with. But really, guys, you think about the best coaches, they find ways to maximize their player skill sets. I know Vic's going to do that. So our base will be 3-4, but we'll be in multiple schemes. Both those guys are strong. I look at coordinators almost as like free agent acquisitions. So when we got those guys, it's exciting within the building. Adam just has so much energy to him and so much confidence to him. And Vic has so much experience, and he's such an intelligent guy. And I'm so excited to work with both those guys. We met with him, again, like a lot of individual players. And, again, that's kind of going to be a slow process as we go forward evaluating that. Sometimes these reputations outside the building, you get inside and it's not what you expected. And I think we need to make our own decisions and our own judgments, and that's the process we're going through right now. Yeah.
Do you see that in your evaluation? Was that a distraction?
There's a lot of things that happen with every NFL team, and obviously those are things that have occurred, and we're analyzing that and researching those things. But it's not just one player. There's a lot of things that are going on, and why is a team not successful? And you're trying to dive into all those specifics. I know this. Football needs to be the number one priority, and that's going to be – and we'll win a lot of games if we keep football our number one priority.
Mike, have you guys reached any decisions yet on any interest in bringing back Lance?
We've talked to those guys, the great Chicago Bears, and, again, we're still going through that just like all the other guys. But we've talked to them, and again, it's a slow process, but we recognize great Chicago Bears, and that's going to be a big decision for us. That's ongoing. We're establishing some of that internally. I'd rather keep that kind of in-house for now. But I'm excited about free agency approaching and the draft, and we'll be able to address those. Pass rush is the first thing that comes to mind. Edge speed, ability to hit the quarterback, and then also the ability to set the edge and get off a block. But pass rush is a number one priority. A lot of times it opens it up for you because there's a lot of undersized defensive ends in college that can stand up and play outside linebacker in the 3-4. So It's exciting to me. I've been in both systems in New Orleans. We've been 4-3 and 3-4. And so I think it opens up more players because there's undersized ends that can play that stand-up position and rush a quarterback from a two-point stance. Mm-hmm. A lot of film evaluation, that's been going on constantly, not just with me, but with all of our coaches. A lot of internal discussions between us, you know, just talking between the personnel and the coaches, working on establishing our needs and, again, a plan in place. Like I said, our first priority was the head coach, then all the position coaches. Now here we are. Here comes free agency, the drafts, so all that's, you know, that's kind of our plan. But those have all been internal discussions. And I think the thing that takes time is getting to know these guys as individuals. I mean, this is unique when me and John come in together and it's kind of a clean slate, start fresh. You know, we gotta analyze everything. And also it goes beyond the players. It's the entire building. So, you know, you got to identify, okay, why has there been a lack of success and we got to fix that. So that's throughout the whole building.
I know it's early, but do you feel like you're closer than the standings might suggest?
You know, I know me and John have talked about that. I mean, I don't want to make any promises or predictions now. Again, it's going to be going through our roster again and again. And then, you know, I'll be able to answer that question better after the free agency and after the draft. So
when you look at the film, what do you see of Cutler from this past season and maybe before this past season?
You know, Cutler has outstanding physical talent. There's no denying that. So it's just, hey, getting to know the individual and all the other intangibles that come with the position that make a great quarterback. And, again, that's what we're doing now. So, I mean, and that really takes getting to know the person, right? So that's the process we're going through. And me and John have both been around all different kinds of quarterbacks. So it's just figuring out him as a person.
With that in mind, do you have a preference for developing a young quarterback or filling that position with a veteran?
You know, I think it can come either way. You know, just getting the best guys at that position. So I know Ron Wolf used to draft the quarterback every year, and it's such a critical position that, yeah, that's something we're always going to look at. And hey, we want competition throughout the entire team. So competition at that position is just as good as competition anywhere. What's that? I've known him over the years. We did meet with him. We met with him this morning. And I've always respected him as a person and individual and also as a player. So we met with him. And, again, that's just us being thorough, evaluating that position.
Is he still going to be a starter this week now? Or for your purposes, is he more of a backup? What kind of role would you envision for him?
I think he can be either. So.
What about your evaluation of Jay? Is it going to be based mostly on last year's film, or is it going to be like a 2-3?
It's going to be further than that. Yeah, 2-3-4-year window. It's just the internal discussions we have. But I think, yeah, I mean, there's certain things that were happening last year that might have been tough for him, and so we're going to analyze that, and we're going to go further. I mean, that's the quarterback position is the hardest position to evaluate. So I think the more games we can look at, the more evidence, the more accurate we'll be with our decisions.
Ryan, yeah. When you were quoting John Fox, you traveled to Denver, you wanted to meet with him, get him home, like you said. Anything like that going to apply to Jay? Would you travel with him? Would you spend some time with him away?
He can, you know, we'll meet with him in Chicago, you know, and just, you know, just talk, you know, personal things. I think what's important and what I like doing is balancing what are the strengths of the draft versus what are the strengths in free agency and kind of balancing that out. I think, you know, we'll look at free agency. We all know the positions that are strong, areas that we can attack. And, hey, we'll do that, you know, when necessary. It'll be calculated. In a perfect world, yeah, you address a lot of your needs in free agency to open up the draft for best player available.
Have any players had surgery since the season ended other than Willie Young and Tim
Jennings? Yeah, those are the ones that I'm aware of, yes. Yeah.
Ryan, with that in mind about the draft, you talk about the depth of the defensive line available and how it might help you guys
in the draft. As far as the strengths and weaknesses of the draft, I don't want to get into that, those specifics. It's up to me to find the right, and our staff to find the right players in the draft. So I don't want to talk about the strengths and weaknesses of this year's draft. Mm-hmm. He's very athletic and he's very well-rounded. So he can play. I think he could play multiple positions on the offensive line. But again, that's ongoing too. That fit with him. He has that skill set. We haven't gotten that specific with him yet.
Limbo, table one.
Yeah, I think there's a couple guys that can do it. I mean, one of them's done it before in Dallas. So, and that, it doesn't have to be this big, 350-pound space heater. You can use them in a variety of ways. You know, it's his preparation and his study habits and leadership and all those traits, that come with the position. Those are things that stand out to me. I am, but we've talked about it, and there's different ways. There's all these quarterbacks. If we went through them all, they all have different personalities, just like we do. And I don't think you have to be just like him, And I think it would be wrong for me to just to be that focused in on that's the guy that it has to be. So. No, I don't think so. I know what you're saying, but I don't feel that I'm spending too much time on those guys. I feel like my time's allocated throughout the whole roster, and I don't feel that way with them. But we'd be looking at all of our players. I mean, there's guys on defense that fall under the same line. So it's getting to know their personalities. And again, I don't want public perception to affect my decisions. I want to get to know them personally. I knew him coming out of college, so I'm still relying on that. And then we have, obviously, access to all our practice tape, so we can analyze that. Part of the good thing is, going back to the practice tape, and not just him, but watching one-on-one drills with the receivers and the DBs or the offensive linemen. So that's valuable. So we have our practice tape and my college evaluation on him. You mean with the players? Yeah, it's all those things. I think the one common trait that you have to have is passion for the game. I mean, you love football. And I think you do have different personalities, but if they love football and that's their number one priority in their life, then that's attractive to me. So. I think he can be very flexible, and so we can use him in a variety of ways. I mean, he's done it for a lot of years. I feel the same way about several other players. Houston's the same way. So I think position flexibility is a strength of some of those guys. And, again, I think Vic Fangio and John Fox, intelligent guys that will find ways to maximize their skill sets. That's a good question. I mean, we go through this process here, but really the most important thing I get out of this is the interviews we do at nighttime and the medical. I mean, I think we got to be really cautious about some guy working out well in a shorts. The film, and I know people say that, but I wholeheartedly believe it. The film is the number one priority when we're looking at these. I don't feel behind. I just feel like there's just not a lot of time for anything else other than this. So it's been 24/7. Yeah, I think it's just circumstance. I think every year it kind of varies, and we'll see. Last year we drafted one in New Orleans, Brandon Cooks, but I just think it just varies year to year.